6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. The state of Maryland has added $100,000 to the reward now being offered for information that leads to an arrest in the murder of a Baltimore City police detective. 43-year-old Detective Sean Suter was shot Wednesday afternoon while investigating another homicide in West Baltimore. Police Commissioner Kevin Davis.
We are absolutely certain that the community will step up again and stand with the Baltimore Police Department to bring this heartless, ruthless, soulless killer to justice.
Governor Larry Hogan has also ordered flags in Maryland to be flown at half-staff to honor Suter. A Fairfax County high school teacher is on leave while his bosses investigate a complaint that he pulled the hijab off the head of a Muslim girl in school the other day. It reportedly happened Wednesday at Lake Braddock Secondary School in Burke. Neither the teacher nor the student have been publicly identified. The school's principal, David Thomas, sent a message home to parents saying the teacher's actions were inappropriate. The teachers reportedly apologized to the girl and her family. The Trump administration picks up a win in the House as Republicans pass their tax cut plan.
Bill is passed. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
It immediately reduces the corporate tax rate on companies to discourage them from moving overseas. And it has tax cuts on average for all income groups in 2018. And most income groups in 2027. The Senate Finance Committee voted in favor of its tax package Thursday night. The full Senate will consider its version of the bill after Thanksgiving. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Concerns persist over a plan by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan to ease traffic congestion.
Montgomery County residents are concerned adding toll lanes to 495 and 270 could require the use of eminent domain. Councilmember George Leventhal asks Maryland's Transportation Secretary Pete Ron yesterday if they'll tell project bidders.
You do not want to take homes. You do not want to have an adverse effect on Holy Cross Hospital, and you do not want to have an adverse effect on Rock Creek or Sligo Creek Park.
Ron says yes, but they will have to look at proposals and decide.
Does that succeed?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hundreds of MS-13 gang members have been taken off the streets in a recent sweep.
Operation Raging Bull was conducted across the U.S. over the last month or so and concluded with the arrest of 214 members of MS-13. Thomas Holman is with Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
This is a great operation, but we are not done. And we will not be done until we totally dismantle this organization.
ICE has also added six MS-13 fugitives to its most wanted list. President Trump directed federal law enforcement officials earlier this year to focus resources on combating transnational gangs, including MS-13. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Alabama's Republican Party says it will continue to stand by Roy Moore.
Calls for Roy Moore to drop out of the race were growing, but some leaders of Alabama's GOP stood behind the candidate, saying they will not be intimidated. Moore wasn't backing down.
They got a call and said, asked me to step down from the campaign. Well, I want to tell you who needs to step down. That's Mitch McConnell.
He remained defiant, saying the allegations against him are unsubstantiated and untrue.
This is an effort by Mitch McConnell and his cronies to steal this election from the people of Alabama, and they will not stand for it.
Moore said the one thing he has accomplished is uniting Democrats and Republicans against him. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,458, the Nasdaq at 67,93. Sports, another embarrassing loss for the Caps, this time in Colorado. College basketball, George Mason wins, Virginia Tech loses, the Maryland women win. NBA Miami's in town tonight to take on the Wizards. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again. Every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-LONG. Or head to longroofing.com.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. For all of the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia continues to be the hot spot. Interstate 95 crash as you try to get through Triangle and into Dumfries. So that's the reason for the hang up here. Express lanes, HOV lanes are moving just fine. So to note, over to Route 1 with some of the bailout traffic. Once you get up to the crash, it's going to be 95 north before 234 Dumfries. One left lane still gets by only, but they are making some improvement. Fire truck, ambulance, they've left the scene. So now they're just trying to get this cars to the tow truck. So, again, patience working through that stretch. It's a tough go. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, coming southbound through Jessup, the crash is going to be south of 175, but before you get to Route 32. Metro Rail dealing with some issues on the red line. Single tracking between Silver Spring and Forest Glen. They had an animal issue outside on the tracks in Silver Spring, so delays in each direction. Update sponsored by GEHA. Now with GEHA Connection Dental Federal, you get coverage made for you. It's a plan with no deductible, no waiting period for most procedures. Sign up at GEHADental.com/2018. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances, zero. Lots of sunshine in our forecast. Any cloud will be early this morning. That will go away. Mostly sunny, 53, and a light northwest breeze this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL. Right now, 35 in Warrenton, 39 in Germantown, 42 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by GEHA Dental. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WNAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Happy Friday to you. Joining us at 7:15 is Representative Barbara Comstock. She'll be with us at 7:45. It's the voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael. At 8:05, it's Phil Kirpin. And at 8:35, it's Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonese.
Well, good morning. Do you smash yes on every single Facebook invite you get? You know, those Facebook parties, like people are organizing, hey, we're having a barbecue this weekend, you coming? And they throw you an invite that kind of ends up on your feed, on your news feed, and you get to choose, you know, yes, no, or just simply interested. You know, not sure, maybe, you're a maybe. Well, apparently there's this trend going, and I swear to goodness, I'm not a part of this trend. I've never done this. I don't know why it is a trend, but I'm curious if it is for you. There's a piece in the Daily Beast that claims that so many people are just clicking yes so that they can make their friends feel better about their parties. I'm like, what? Taylor Lorenz writing in the Daily Beast is an interesting piece. One, she says there's an algorithmic reason you should reply yes to every Facebook event. And it's that Facebook says that the more people who respond yes to an invite guarantees that that invite will actually appear in other people's news feeds. So that's one way to gin up interest in a party. Now, strategically, that makes sense. But let's put that aside. Let's talk about the psychological component here. So Taylor writes, last week I received a holiday party Facebook invite from a friend of mine and immediately smashed the RSVP yes button. I have no plans to go. She knows that. Before the internet, RSVPs were an efficient way for event organizers to find out who would or would not be attending a party, allowed hosts to accurately determine how many supplies to order, etc. But as Facebook has become the favored party planning platform for millions of Americans, RSVPs now come with a slew of deeper connotations that can be hard to comprehend. Because a no now is no longer just a simple admission that you're not going to be there. It actually, to some people, it hurts them. It's an indicator. Remember, we talked about Sean Parker, the president of Facebook, recently saying that Facebook was this vicious feedback loop, social affirmation feedback loop that exploited vulnerabilities in human psychology. And they knew it, and they did it anyway, which is, you know, you post something, you want to see people like it. So by extension, you're posting these party invites, you want to see people click yes, and you want other people to see how many other people have clicked yes. So your friends are basically coming in there and saying, I'm going to click yes on this, even if I'm not coming, to try and convince a lot of other people that you're throwing a cool party. I'm doing this for you, baby. I'm clicking yes for you. This is to make you feel better. This is to let other people know you're cool, even though I'm not going. This drives me crazy. The way the piece sets it out, it seems like it's a uniquely millennial thing. I don't know if it is. There are people that supposedly, they say they click yes because it's, quote, an I care about you gesture. That's Andrea Hickey, who's a graphic designer in New York City. Here's Daniel Greenberg, 20 years old, a marketer in New York City. I personally say yes to all events I'm invited to on Facebook. I just think it's polite. I feel like if a friend thought of inviting me, it's polite to say yes. No, Daniel, it's polite to say yes and then actually go to their party, I think. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
If it is a public event that I've been invited to on Facebook, 9 times out of 10, I just don't even respond because it's my band's playing at this bar. I'm like,
come to the poetry
whatever.
Slam.
Yeah. but if it's a private party in someone's home and they're sending me an invite, then I treat it the way I would if I got a paper invite, an actual invitation in the mail. I treat it the same way. And I've done Facebook invite to a private party once. We have a party right after Christmas in January every year. We do different groups of people. We used to have a big party. We would have 100 people at this party in January. And then people started not responding and just showing up. And I needed numbers for the caterer. Like, I needed numbers for food. And, or they would show up because they knew there'd be 100 people there. And they would bring guests with them. I walked up to a couple one time and said, hi. And I introduced myself. I'm like, and you are? And they're like, oh, we're so-and-so. And they're like, I know, who are you? I'm like, I'm the host. I have no idea who you are. So we don't do that anymore because people are rude. So now we do smaller groups and we do different groups every year. And I'm very methodical. If you tell me you're coming and you don't show up and you don't send, you know, like, I get things happen. But if you don't send me like a note the day of or the day after, go, I'm so sorry this happened, you're off the list. I'm done.
So I'm looking at these other, I'm looking at these quotes. This is another person, same category. I RSVP yes when I'm not going, but I like the person. Maybe when I don't like them that much and never know.
Well, so you, that person would never, if you tell me, you know, if you don't tell me why you didn't show up, which I just think is the polite thing to do. If you don't do that, I'm not inviting you again.
Yeah.
I'm just done.
You're rolling them out.
It's not like I'm in the market for new friends, so I'm cool. If I, you know, you will still be friends, you're just not coming to my house.
Here's another one. When a friend says no, I take offense to that. It means they went out of their way to say no. I think if you invite a friend, it is expected for them to say yes, even if they don't come. If they say no, it's like a jab that they don't like you or the event.
Yeah. Wow.
This is...
It's a little bit of a self-esteem problem there.
Maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe I'm missing some component that doesn't involve complete snowflakery, right? Like, maybe there's some deeper psychology here. Maybe the Facebook invite is just such a unique beast that's not like filling out a paper RSVP, that we treat it differently for some reason. And whatever that reason is, I'd like for you to tell me, how do you treat your Facebook invites? By the way, I ignore them a lot of times, especially those big group ones.
Duly noted.
Thank you. Send me some invites. See how I treat them. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Sam in Woodbridge this morning. Good morning, Sam. What does this all tell us?
Well, first of all, there's three things missing. Common courtesy, you know, normal protocols, and a lack of cojones. Because if you can't tell somebody straight up that you're busy... and just, you know, RSVP, no, that says a lot about you. You know, I have a lot of millennials that are at work with me. And I told them, I said, you know, when I put together a party, there's an A list and a B list. And if you're on the A list and you get an invite, you know, that's fine if you RSVP no, because that allows me, as you all indicated, to plan appropriately for the enough food and drinks, things like that. If you don't show up, you just moved to the C list.
Yep.
Especially if you RSVP, yes. So Ann Landers is rolling over her in her grave on this thing.
But you know what it is? I think a lot of this has to do with this idea of conventional, this idea of what's rude, what's polite, and all that stuff. Oh, it's old-fashioned. Who cares? It doesn't matter. We've adopted that attitude now, that things of doing things a certain way just because it's quote-unquote the right thing to do or it's the polite thing to do. That has all gone by the wayside. And that doesn't matter now to the millennial generation, and I don't want to bash on them. I just think it's just a different way of looking at the world. The only thing that matters is that it appears that you have a lot of friends. It appears that people like you. And what's going to happen is you have a host sitting there with five people on this at this really sad party, even though, you know, 75 said they were coming.
Right.
And I think you do that until it happens to you, and then you realize, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe this isn't such a good thing.
There is something that's worse than simply clicking no, they say. I'll tell you what it is, and also get you to weigh in. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. Let's begin Tyson's area. If you're coming off of the Beltway or 123, just in the stretch going southbound toward the mall, Tyson's Corner Mall, that's where we have the accident, right where you would come up to the signal light. So, again, 123 just off the Beltway for the crash. One car reported to be on its side, so just a lot to check out as well. No change on the crash, Interstate 95 and Dumfries northbound before you get to 234. It's just a single left lane getting by, and we have major delays here. Unfortunately, I know those of you coming up out of Garrisonville expecting to have a Friday light, but watch for these delays through Triangle, Dumfries. Once you get by the crash, pretty much smooth sailing up through to the Capitol Beltway. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, that's our other struggle spot here. Jessup, the crash southbound between 175 and Route 32. Watch for police still at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some early clouds today, otherwise mainly sunny and a little breezy, a high of 53 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low around 40. Saturday, it'll be overcast with a high of 59, and then on Saturday night, we'll get some showers and a low of 42. Presently in the nation's capital, it's 45 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by VDOT EasyPass.
Starting in December, anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour with EasyPass or EasyPass Flex. Get yours today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Mary is a 29-year-old who lives in Washington, D.C., and she says...
thank you.
She says... Oh, that's right. You never knew that. And I was sharing that with you for the first time. She called the first few hours of a Facebook event's lifespan crucial. Quote, it sucks to have people RSVP no, especially the sort of people who pull others with them when they RSVP yes. When I'm hosting, I will text the top people I invite who know can come and have them RSVP yes on Facebook immediately. When I'm invited to something a friend is hosting, I'll RSVP yes pretty much always, or just not RSVP if I'm not going. A no is worse than not responding at all.
I wonder if this is for public events that you want a lot of people to come to, as opposed to a private party in your home. That's my first question. But the other thing, and Vince doesn't like this. Vince thinks this is rude. When I have something, like when we have our party in January, I will put, usually we do regular paper invitations, send them to people's homes. I try to, that doesn't necessarily increase your response rate. But we'll put on it, RSVP, regrets only. So if you don't RSVP, I'll assume you're coming. And this way you don't have to respond, you know, yeah, I'm coming because I didn't respond. You don't have to respond only if you can't come. Just respond if you can't come. That's it. You thought that was rude.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and my sense of it was like, why are you putting that burden on me now? Well, like, what if I don't want to come, but now you're like, okay, but you need to, like, you know, fill out my card and send it back to me.
No, you don't have to fill out the card and send it back. You can either email me or pick up the phone and call me.
But now you've, like, given me homework. Like,
yeah, so, isn't an RSVP homework, period?
But the concept, you're right, but if I'm coming, I mean, the key here is what you need as a host, or in this case a hostess, is an opportunity to be able to assess who's actually coming to my party so I can have enough things prepared, etc. So really, what the most important thing is the yeses, not the no's. I mean, the no's matter. The real thing that ticks me off about all of this is the idea that you would say yes to something you're not actually attending. Because as somebody who's hosted parties, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, why would you do that to me or to my wife or to my colleagues or to whoever it is I'm throwing the party with? But your version, which is like regrets only, drives me crazy. I'm like, what if I'm just like, I know that. I know about that party. In fact, I even talked to Mary about it, and the invite's sitting there. She knows I'm not coming. I don't have to send
her. Well, if you've told me you're not coming, that's your response.
Okay, well, there you go. I shouldn't have told you. You won somehow. I don't know. Let's go to Paul in District Heights. So, Paul, people on Facebook clicking yes on these things, even if they're not actually attending on Facebook. What do you think?
Of course it's rude. Of course it's rude. But I do think there's too much generalization of and condemnation of one age group. You know, being 65, I know all about that. You know, my generation was condemned for everything evil in the 60s. Everything has gone to pot since the 60s, all that stuff. And I firmly believe there's a lot of fantastic young people, you know, who are trying to do the right thing and trying to make their way in a...
Definitely. I don't disagree at all. In fact, many of those young people, of course, have served in our military and done great work for us and actually served this country after 9/11. Those very millennials we talk about are among the bravest Americans that we have. You're totally right. I'm curious in the psychology that goes into this, though, as we all sort of grapple with a new platform. It may not just be young people who are responding to these Facebook invites in this way, although, obviously, they're the most prolific adopters of Facebook.
I was just going to say, they're the most prolific adopters of Facebook. They're the most likely to be able to use Facebook in this way. And this was written by a millennial about her generation.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Exactly. Let's go to Mike, who's in New Windsor this morning. Good morning, Mike. You're on Mornings of the Mall.
Hey, two things. It's the same thing as people that get upset when you type in capital letters, you know, about the RSVP thing. And if you don't want to have a problem, don't have the stinking party. Invite the people by word of mouth.
Right. But Mike, if you decided to use Facebook to invite people and you got a bunch of people responding yes who never showed up, wouldn't you be a little annoyed?
Oh, yeah. But I mean, I'll give you an example. Somebody did that to me the other day. They sent me a thing on Facebook and I replied no. And they called me in like 10 minutes. I wanted to know why I wasn't coming.
Well, they were just checking in because Mike apparently makes for a very good party. So.
I was just going to say.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate that this morning.
That's so funny.
More from you in a moment. 6:22 on WMAL. Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Autumn's in full swing and the leaves are everywhere. Have you cleaned out your gutters yet? It's a messy, dangerous job that's easy to put off, right? Hey, it's Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard Gutter System, the only one-piece covered gutter system on the market today. It's perfectly engineered to let water in and keep leaves and debris out. And best of all, LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will unclog them for free. I've seen firsthand how LeafGuard works, and it's an amazing product. When you put it on your home, you'll never, ever have to climb a ladder to clean your gutters again. Right now, get a $99 installation and a 40-inch smart TV with your whole home gutter purchase. Set up your in-home estimate today, and they'll also throw in a $25 gas card with your free estimate. No purchase necessary. Call 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or visit them online at beldondc.com. That's BELDONDC.com.
New Tom, you did great yesterday.
I love this job.
You made junk disappear for our customers.
All they had to do was point.
Yeah, but why does the air sparkle and make that sound?
You mean when people point?
Yeah.
That's the magic happening.
The magic?
The 1-800-GOT-JUNK magic.
Does it happen every time?
Every time.
That's the sound of the room getting bigger
and cleaner.
And happier.
I know the customers are sure happy.
That's the job, Tom. That's the job.
So where are we headed now?
We got a call to clean out a shed
and haul off an old rusty swing set
and some other stuff in the yard.
Will the air sparkle when they point?
Yes, and whatever they're pointing at will disappear.
But the 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck has got to be there,
and you've got to have your shirt tail tucked in.
And you've
got
to be wearing your hat.
We work until midnight 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Stepping into the unknown. It can be difficult to find the way, but with the compassion and strength of a name, and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
All right, let's Facebook invite Jamie Whitten into the conversation. It's 6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. Here she is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Please click yes.
And I'm going to say yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Here's the situation. Coming southbound through Jessup, passing 175. If you're trying to get toward 32, dealing with the crash between those two exits. So 95, also a good option because that doesn't have any delays or problems there. Let's go 270 southward. The volume's just been on the increase through Urbana and Hyattstown. That's about the slowest stretch. Virginia, what happened? All right, Interstate 95 northbound as you head north of Aquia. Watch for some major delays through Triangle and Dumfries. The crash initially caused the delays. Northbound before you get to 234, still along the right side. However, in the backups, one reported. So again, a little frustrating to get through there. Over to Route 1, starting to see some bailout traffic, but not too much. So that does work definitely for your alternate through that stretch. Update sponsored by Shop Vac. Got a big mess that needs to be cleaned up. Well, hurry down to Lowe's. Pick up your Shop Vac brand wet dry vacuum with new advanced motor technology, starting at just $79. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds, otherwise sunshine today, 53. Clear tonight, 40. Suburbs colder. Becoming cloudy tomorrow, near 59. Then that round of rain tomorrow night, but windy and chillier on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sunshine in the low 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 6:26 on WMAL. All right. See, Mary here, the other Mary from Washington, D.C., says, don't ever respond to these Facebook invites by saying no and then saying something like, quote, I'll be in Thailand, so sorry. That's the worst thing you can do. The piece doesn't explain why. Why is that bad that you have an explanation? Let's go to Ryan in King George this morning. Good morning, Ryan. So you have to deal with this.
Hey, how's it going? So, yeah, I've got a small, veteran-owned company, and we do events. Like, that's all we do is events. And we post them on Facebook. And post them on Facebook helps those events go viral. And a lot of times we've had events where someone will click that they're going. And we've had up to 11,000 people do that, but only maybe 60 people show up. But that is, like, in our business and stuff, that's still a great day. So, like, what I tell people all the time, like, is doing that and posting on Facebook. I'm not going to lie, Facebook has really done, I guess you could say, a big service to my company. Like, I don't know where I'd be at exactly right now without doing that as I do on Facebook.
So even if you get a 1% attendance rate, that's a success for you?
Absolutely.
Wow, interesting.
And so, that's a public event, not an event in his home.
But 11,000 people are like, yeah, I'm going. And then almost every one of them is like, nah, just kidding. What? 6:27 on WMAL.
Premio Sausage presents life's biggest questions. Ready for the bonus round?
Yes, Bob.
You're asked to bring a sausage dish to a holiday party. What kind of sausage do you use?
Whatever's on sale?
Oh, incorrect.
Oh, man.
Tell them what the right answer is.
It's simple. The answer is Premio Sausage. Premio is made with butcher-quality cuts of meat, authentic Italian spices, and nothing else. Just add your own special touch for the perfect meal. When sausage is the question, Premio is the answer.
Premio, the way sausage should be.
Eras. They're defined by accomplishments, by victories, by those with the energy to power a dream. We were America's third largest capital investor in 2016. At NextEra Energy, we're helping ensure that the next energy to power our dreams will be American energy. This is our era. This is America's energy era. Go to NextEraEnergy.com to see how we're investing in America's energy era.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Democrats now feel safe to turn on Bill Clinton. We'll tell you about the latest to do it. It's a U.S. senator. She's against him now. And Elon Musk may have just released the fastest electric car ever. We'll tell you the jaw-dropping, head-snapping speed in a moment. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The state of Maryland is adding $100,000 to the reward to try and solve the murder of a Baltimore police detective. The state's contribution is on top of a $69,000 reward already being offered. 43-year-old Detective Sean Souter, an 18-year veteran of the Baltimore police, was shot in the head Wednesday as he was investigating another killing. A Fairfax County high school teacher's in trouble for allegedly pulling a Muslim girl's hijab off her head in school the other day. That teacher, who's not been publicly identified, is now on leave while his bosses investigate. An important win for Republicans in the House last night, passage of the tax cut bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 227, the nays are 205. The bill is passed.
Objection. There was some room to spare, even as no Democrats voted for the plan. Only 13 Republicans voted against it. Republicans who voted against the bill were from states with high state and local taxes. The GOP plan in the House would end local income tax deductions and limit property tax write-offs to $10,000. President Trump rode up to Capitol Hill to make his own last-minute pitch to Republican lawmakers, leaving he would only say,
"Thank you. The tax is going really well. Thank you very much."
Bob Costantini, Capitol Hill.
As one Republican after another calls on Roy Moore to drop out of the Alabama Senate race, one voice has been silent. Donald Trump.
President Trump, sources telling us that he has been reticent to speak publicly against Republican Roy Moore around the allegations surrounding him, reticent because he doesn't want to get into the dragged into the debate, if you will, of sexual harassment himself. At the same time, he seems not able to resist going after Democratic Senator Al Franken over similar accusations.
Correspondence was on Malvo. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,458, the Nasdaq at 67,93. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Caps lose in Colorado. College basketball, a win for George Mason, a win for the Maryland women, a loss for Virginia Tech. NBA, the Wizards host Miami tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code Risk to save 10%.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the Big Screen Store, Black Friday savings start now. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Interstate 95, Virginia. Boy, when it rains, it pours. We have three separate incidents here. Tough go for everyone coming out of Aquia toward Triangle Dumfries. The initial crash now just cleared. So this is some good news. Northbound, as you approach the exit for 234 Dumfries, that accident out of the travel lanes. Right behind it, though, the broken down box truck. Police now behind it with flashers on right in the center of the road. So northbound 95, we're still quite in the woods here with that incident. And then one in the backups as well was reported along the left side. So again, 95, it's going to be a little bit slow for you here trying to push northbound up toward Dumfries over to Route 1. Still working well for the bailout. Tyson's area, car overturned on 123 right as you come off the beltway here through Tyson's Corner. So 123 right as you come up to those lights. Watch for that activity. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, making some movement here southbound between 175 and 32. Longstanding crash in that stretch. Top side of the beltway. Here we go. Just starting to fill in from 95 around to Georgia Avenue. Pretty normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds, otherwise sunshine today. 53 clear tonight. 40 suburbs colder. Becoming cloudy tomorrow near 59, then that round of rain tomorrow night, but windy and chillier on Sunday with a mix of clouds and sunshine in the low 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Alexandria, 40 in Beltsville, 43 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:15, we'll be talking to Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, going to break down taxes and sexual harassment on Capitol Hill. Holy cow. 7:45 here, Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, going to join us to talk about that Saints game this weekend as the Redskins are off traveling for that. 8:05, Phil Kirpin will break down the Menendez trial as that thing goes to mistrial and that senator accuses his critics of racism. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of the Fox News Channel joining us here live on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnaise alongside Mary Walter.
And we have the left turning on Bill Clinton. Yes, the worm has turned.
Yes.
Yeah, we have the Democrats who are saying, you know what, in light of all of the sexual harassment, Bill Clinton probably should not have, or she probably should have stepped down as president. At least that's according to Kirsten Gillibrand. She's a Democrat out of New York, senator. She said that Bill Clinton should have resigned from the Oval Office after the news broke about the Lewinsky affair. She had an interview with the New York Times, and she said that him stepping down would have been the appropriate response. And she went on to say, and her spokesperson later clarified this, but she went on to say that things have changed today, and I think under those circumstances, there should be a very different response. Meaning, and I do think that things have changed. I do think, you know, look at, and I bring up Jerry Seinfeld again, who dated Shoshana Lonstein when she was a senior in high school and he was 39 years old. That was in the media and people made jokes about it. But he wasn't considered a lech. He wasn't considered, you know, this horrible a child molester,
right,
or anything along those lines. And they dated until her senior year in college. They dated for years. She switched schools to be closer to him. And it was... at the time, that's the way it was. But we have a tendency to judge history by today's standards. We've been judging the Civil War and slave owners and all of that, that part of history by today's standards. And I think that's a dangerous thing to do. What's even more dangerous is to judge what happened 30 years ago by today's standards and hold people who are still alive accountable for something they did 30 years ago based on today's standards.
But
I think that's crazy.
But then again, 30 years ago, rape was still a bad thing. And in this case, when you're talking about Bill Clinton and like the allegations against him and the fact that Juanita Broderick has had to fight for every inch of column space she could get in any newspaper across the country, then something's inverted. I thought that the New York Times just asking the question of Senator Gillibrand, being like, should Bill Clinton have resigned? Does that tell you anything? Like, how many times has a New York Times reporter asked that question? If ever. How many times has a New York Times reporter gone up to a Democrat and asked, should Bill Clinton have resigned the presidency over this? Kirsten Gillibrand, by the way, has been leading the charge on issues of sexual harassment and assault for years now in the Senate. This is one of her, this is like her signature issue. Yet she has celebrated the Clintons, endorsed Hillary Clinton, supported her like crazy, and talked about how Bill Clinton was instrumental in her own political career. What? That's incongruous. And how come a New York Times reporter never once went to her and said, explain yourself, and do you think that Bill Clinton should have resigned office as president of the United States?
Well, and remember, the Lewinsky thing, the problem with the Lewinsky thing is that she was an intern. You know, Juanita Broderick, that was rape. Whereas Monica Lewinsky was an intern, and as far as we know, that was consensual. But the problem was there was that was an abuse of power. You know, someone who is in a position of power should not be having an affair with an intern, regardless of age, regardless of whether it's consensual. That was the problem with Monica Lewinsky. And honestly, let's face it, the Lewinsky affair, the whole thing, that was about him lying. That was about him perjuring himself. That was not about the actual affair.
Right, but there were so many other things, and again, you can join in on that perjury vote, not only because you find him lying, but because by proxy you can use it as a way to get at him for all of his other sins. Kirsten Gillibrand, by the way, she wrote an essay last year talking about how important Hillary Clinton was to her political life. In that same essay, she wrote, I was lucky enough to receive guidance and mentorship from Hillary during my run, and was truly honored that President Bill Clinton campaigned for me in my first run for Congress in 2006. How wonderful. And now she's like, he should have resigned as president of the United States. Oh, that's totally, what is that? What's the opposite of disingenuous? Genuous? Like, ingenuous?
Genuine.
Yeah, genuine, totally.
Yeah, and that essay was published in 2016. 2016! So think about that. And her government website reads that she's leading the fight to reform the justice system for sexual assault survivors in the military and on college campuses.
So now, with all these, this turn against Bill Clinton, I'm looking at the phone board here. We got Matt and Alexandria calling in, making an interesting case. Matt, what is the case? Why are Democrats turning against Bill now?
Because they can turn around and say that they are not only against Bill, but they're against Trump and that he should resign amid all his sexual harassment allegations.
The altar is
about Trump.
Yep,
it's about Trump. It's not about Bill Clinton.
The sacrificial altar is being prepared. They're cleaning it off right now. They're laying a Clinton on top of it. They're going to make a sacrifice to the gods so that they can finally impeach Donald Trump.
Absolutely. This is where this is leading. You know, you've had years for Juanita Broderick being raped and all that stuff. Don't give me the malarkey that it's about Bill Clinton. It's not.
Yeah, smart point, Matt. Thank you.
Interesting. And Matt, thank you. Here's the thing. Have they thought far enough ahead that if they do finally get to impeach Trump, they get Pence?
That they're going to get him?
Yeah, the Pence is...
They're furious.
Pence steps into the fold. Have they thought that far ahead?
They're furious that Pence refuses to eat with a woman without his wife by his side.
Right.
Damn it. He's got that security blanket. How does he do it? He can't be in a sex scandal. They'll get him somehow. 6:43 now on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Lots of great gifts. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA National Firearms Museum presents a one-time only exhibit, Firearms Curiosa, an incredible selection of unusual arms, guns blended with knives, a harmonica gun, an 18-shot pepper box revolver, amazing palm pistols, and more. You'll never see these firearms up close again. The Nation's Gun Show, this weekend, 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, and trade, Friday 3 to 8, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. The Nation's Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center, Chantilly, Virginia, this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com.
I'm Matthew Corbett. I was overseas working with the Department of Defense, and UMUC had a really fantastic reputation within the military community. It continually got outstanding remarks from my peers, and it just appealed to me because I could continue to work and progress professionally. My MBA was a big step in my next promotion. For me, it had to be UMUC.
With an affordable, quality education from an accredited public state university, you can turn your dreams, like Matthew Corbett's, into reality at University of Maryland University College. Serving the military is in our DNA, offering higher education to our country's service members since 1947. With 90-plus programs and specializations, UMUC strives to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience, like our dedicated advisors, special military tuition rates, no-cost textbooks, and more. With classes online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area, UMUC gives you the flexibility your schedule demands. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Learn more at umuc.edu/radio.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tyson's Corner area, do watch if you're coming off of the Beltway using 123. Right as you approach the Tyson's Corner Mall, those lights there, the crews are still dealing with the crash. You can get by. In fact, the pace actually getting a little bit better. What happened to 95 Virginia? Three separate problems. It always happens. We are in those backups and it gets frustrating. We have other incidents. Now, the initial crash northbound in Dumfries, gone. That was cleared out of the travel lanes. But we have about a 7-mile backup coming out of Aquia, and this is a solid lineup. The first encounter you'll have in Quantico, crash still in the left lane, fire truck still there. And then beyond, as you try to push out a triangle, broken down box truck right in the center. So extra pace and a lot of extra time. If you're heading over to Route 1, that's working as your bailout route, heaviest through Dumfries and up to 234 on that Route 1 stretch. 395, good. No one can get there. So you're okay off the Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. DC 295 South, normal delays down toward East Capitol Street to the Wilson Bridge backing near St. Barnabas Road, and just filling in those normal delays as well. Topside College Park toward 270. And better news. I need to tell you this. Metrorail, they're getting back on track. They're no longer single tracking those red line trains near Shady Grove. That broken down train issue resolved. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Problems with travel? Well, maybe some gusty winds at times. Wind's going to be around today. Northwesterly 10 to 15, sunshine. Any clouds will be early, 53. Tonight, clear 40. Becoming cloudy on Saturday with a high close to 60. We're probably going to get a round of rain as we go through Saturday night as the front comes through. Windy at times with clouds and sunshine on Sunday. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees, 647.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, Elon Musk, the man behind Tesla, revealed last night a $200,000 vehicle that they're releasing called the Tesla Roadster. So this car coming out in a couple years here, you'll be able to get it. The first 1,000 will be available for $250,000, and then the later models $200,000 available in 2020. The car has a 200 kilowatt hour battery pack. It gets 0 to 60 in a head snapping 1.9 seconds.
Wow.
Well, that's what happens when you have an electric vehicle. It's 100% torque. Right away, boom, 0 to 60, 1.9 seconds. It can hit 250 miles an hour, the vehicle. It's ridiculous. So that's what he was excited to present. Also, in addition to their fast little hot rod there, they have an electric semi-truck that they revealed. Elon came rolling up during the event in an entire Tesla semi-truck. The truck is a prototype. He said it will travel 500 miles on a single charge, go 0 to 60 in 20 seconds, fully loaded. That's a semi-truck.
This is the semi?
0 to 60 in 20 seconds with a full load, and it'll charge most of the way in just 30 minutes while that driver is sitting to eat or rest. And by the way, the truck, he says, will be able to operate semi-autonomously if it's in a convoy. So you might be able to have a single driver in the very front with one car, one truck, and have a couple autonomous trucks trailing it. That's wild. So the future is interesting. He's always looking forward to it.
Yeah, interesting. I just don't see a whole lot of truck drivers wanting to stop for 30 minutes to charge their Tesla when they could be sitting in their truck driving and, you know, making time, because they got to make the time.
You haven't had some of the food at those excellent truck stops across America,
though. I actually have.
650 at WMAL.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get your choice of 5 quarts of Penzo Platinum Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Purolator Boss Oil Filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 reward. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valid now through November 29th.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-881-4747. That's 800-881-4747. 800-881-4747. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Check in with the CNBC News Desk and John Lesher. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Lots of people are getting ready to take next week off for Thanksgiving, and lawmakers are no exception. Congress begins its holiday recess today. There will be no votes in the House. Republicans in the House are moving closer closer to delivering the first big legislative victory for President Trump and their party. They approved a $1.5 trillion overhaul of business and personal income taxes on Thursday on a mostly party-line vote. But 30 problems in the Senate await the GOP effort to overhaul the nation's tax code. The futures are mixed this morning following a rally Thursday that sent the NASDAQ to a new record high that was thanks to help from Walmart. Sales shot up in the last quarter, both in stores and online. And we'll get numbers today on housing permits and starts in October, and both are expected to be up. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused Flex Spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, you can do it. I know you don't think so whenever you're sitting in this jam traffic, but whatever makes you happy, second cup of coffee, take it with you. We have major delays, Virginia. Four separate problems now as you come out of Quantico. Well, actually, the latest incident in Quantico still along the left side, then in Triangle in the center of the road, broken down box truck, giving us a delay back out of Aquia near 610. So that goes for Triangle, Dumfries area, about 7 miles of heavy delays over to Route 1 for the bailout. Now, beyond the latest incident in Lorton, crash northbound before you get up through the Capitol Beltway. 234 northbound. I'm going to take you north of Hoadley Road. That's where we have the accident activity. No accidents to report on 270. Beltway, Maryland, Virginia runs without incident reported. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Problems with travel? Well, maybe some gusty winds at times. Wind's going to be around today. Northwesterly 10 to 15, sunshine. Any clouds will be early 53. Tonight, clear 40. Becoming cloudy on Saturday with a high close to 60. We're probably going to get a round of rain as we go through Saturday night as the front comes through. Windy at times with clouds and sunshine on Sunday. Highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at Reagan National, 43 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
Al Franken's in a little bit of trouble. I don't know if you've heard. Yeah, he's got a little bit of trouble. And unfortunately for Al Franken, there is photographic evidence, not a yearbook, but photographic evidence that shows him groping, it looks like, or pretending to grope. But I got to tell you, I look at the picture and he's making contact with a sleeping woman, Leanne Tweeden, who was on a USO tour with Al Franken in 06, December of 06. It was a Christmas tour. And she said it was Christmas Eve. It was exhausted. We've been up for 30-some-odd hours. I was so tired, I fell asleep in my vest, my Kevlar vest, and my helmet. And so there she is asleep, and there's Al Franken, like, sneaking up on her, pretending to grope her breast, but through the vest, you know, and he's touching the vest. So when all of these accusations started coming out, she decided that she was going to come forward now, too. She didn't come forward at the time. She said, you know, it was, we were on a USO tour. It was the first day of the tour. Well, that was not, but he had also, on the first day of the tour, rehearsing a skit, insisted on rehearsing a skit with her, which included a kiss. And she didn't want to rehearse, and she thought, what I'll do is I'm just going to, you know, push him away, put my hand over his mouth. It'll make it even funnier. Ha ha. He insisted on rehearsing, and when she went to go push him away, he went in for it, according to her, stuck his tongue down her throat, because that's... Ugh.
Give her a tongue high
she
five.
She said, all I could think about was getting to the bathroom as fast as possible to rinse the taste of him out of my mouth. So, you know, people are coming down on Al Franken, as they should, except, and this is Cut 16, Mike, except there's on CNN, which I thought was interesting because you've got everyone else coming down on Al Franken, you know, like no excuses whatsoever, and he's not making any excuses for his behavior either, except for, on CNN, Gloria Borger,
This is just kind of scratching the surface here. He was not a member of Congress at the time this occurred. He was just a comedian.
Right. Is that her Roy Moore defense?
We'll see if her coming out gives other women sort of, you know, more purpose and allows them to talk about people who are currently in positions of power who could affect them. Franken has no effect on her at this particular time in her life.
What the hell was that? Borger going out of her way to say, Franken's fine. He's inoculated from all of this. You know what? Glad she came out. This is about empowering other women. What? And by the way, is that her Roy Moore defense? That he wasn't a sitting, you know, U.S. senator at the time when these allegations occurred?
But he wasn't a comedian. See, that's how it makes it different.
There you go.
See, there's always, you always have to look for the reason why it's different.
Well, now I have a recommendation for every high school boy ever coming up. This part of your career, you're a comedian, okay? So whatever sins you commit, they will be forgiven. We'll just, like, you know, get Gloria Borger out of her retirement home when you're finally of age, and she'll be able to explain it away. This was comedian time when you screwed up.
It was very, very funny. I'm shocked, though, that all of this came to light with the picture, because the photographer sent out a CD with all the pictures on it and included that one and sent it to her.
I should mention the president tweeting about this last night. The Al Frankenstein picture is really bad. Speaks 1,000 words. Where do his hands go in pictures 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 while she sleeps? And to think that just last week he was lecturing anyone who would listen about sexual harassment and respect for women. Leslie Stahl tape?
Wow. Vince, what's coming up on WMAL?
Well, you see, on this here program, we're going to have Representative Barbara Comstock. She's breaking down more sexual harassment in Congress. We'll find out the details.
And a kid wore a T-shirt to CNN, and they were not happy about the entire thing. We'll tell you what it said at 7 o'clock.